Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey. He is risen. He is risen. Think of it, brothers and sisters. Think of the days in between from Good Friday through to Sunday. Can you imagine the fear? Can you, whether they were going to be captured? Can you imagine the confusion? Can you imagine the Blessed Mother? Can you imagine what it was like for her? The disciples, the ones who hadn't understood. Can you imagine? He's gone. He's dead. They buried him. He's in a tomb. He's gone. So there was despair. There was waiting. There was quiet. And somewhere in there was a certain hope among his disciples. Peter and John going to the tomb. Mary Magdalene going to the tomb. You hear their stories, read their stories, what it was like for them. They saw him tortured beyond belief. They saw him crucified. They saw him die. And for us, that's the end. What was it like for them? All the promises of God, and suddenly he was gone. And they were frightened of the Jews, and they hid. You know all the stories. Read the stories. Read what it was like for them. But then Jesus came to them to help them. So he is risen. Let's take a look at the first reading from Acts chapter 2. Verse 14 and then 22 to 33. Now this is on the day of Pentecost, but it is within this season, and they use this reading to show you how much Peter had changed. The one who was so afraid. Look how much he changed when he knew that Jesus, he had proof that Jesus was who he said he was. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you, staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words." The one who was so frightened, look at him. He now stands up. "You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. And this man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad, and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope. Because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him, that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses." We've seen him. We touched him. And we're going to read about all those stories this week. "Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear." Suddenly, Peter has a voice. Peter has courage. Peter leads. My gosh, how weak Peter was. And yet, look what God did to him when he put his faith in him. How about you? Do you believe? Are we just celebrating a past event that the church somehow still celebrates? Or are we celebrating a present reality? The truth is, we are celebrating a present reality. Jesus Christ is risen. Not did at one point. Jesus Christ is risen. The risen life of Christ is for you right now. Reach out to him. Thank him for what he did for you upon the cross. Embrace him and say, Lord, I want to be your disciple. Lead me that I may follow you more closely. Make that your prayer all this week during this great Easter week. This is Easter Monday. Every day this week is Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday, Easter Wednesday. The whole week is Easter. We have 8 days, well, we have 40 days of great celebration, but we have right now, this week is a particular week. It's all Easter. It's not after Easter. It's Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday. Get into that framework. The church is showing you how we're called to celebrate and rejoice and be grateful. Psalm 16 tells us, keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion of my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. Memorize this psalm. Keep me safe, O God. You are my hope. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 8 to 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus. Oh my, can you imagine what that's like? They go to the tomb and they don't see his body. They're fearful, but they're overjoyed. They ran to announce the news to the disciples, and behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. You imagine just that moment? Can you imagine what that must have been like for Mary Magdalene? It just so touches me that God would, he knew what they were dealing with, and he reveals himself to them. Here's a woman, brothers and sisters, who was one of the first to announce the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Even if she didn't quite have those words then, she knew he was alive. And Jesus, as they're going to tell the disciples, Jesus meets them on the way and greets them. I can't imagine everybody trying to talk at once or being dumbfounded and they're still confused. And could it be? Is it really? Was it him? Can we believe you? What is going on? I can't imagine the trauma of what they've endured in the death of Christ. That trauma. And then to suddenly be given hope after darkness. He's dead. He's gone, that utter darkness. And then to have hope be given to them. Do I believe you? Do I believe this is true? Am I having a dream? You can imagine all that they thought. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And while they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. So the chief priests assembled. They all get together with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, you are to say his disciples came by night and stole the body while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took a bribe. They took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. There were all kinds of attempts, even though Satan knew he had lost. There were all kinds of attempts by Satan to throw confusion, disbelief, uncertainty. And Satan, who is the father of lies, tried to cause confusion and denial. He wasn't going to succeed. Brothers and sisters, how great is your faith? How deep is your faith? How open are you to God wanting to work grace in you so that you can stand up before friends and enemies and declare the one in whom you believe and the one you are going to follow from this time forward? A glorious, glorious eternal life awaits you. It honestly does. Eternal life awaits you if you give your life to Him, if you follow Him. So on this Easter Monday, we as Christians, real Christians, should be able to say to one another, He is risen, not has risen, He is risen. It's the perpetual now. With God, there's no past, present, and future. It's the perpetual now. He is risen from the dead. I really invite you to say that to your family members. Even if you feel odd, you get together for a meal on Easter Sunday or sometime here during Easter week. When you see friends, when you see family this week, say, He is risen. Alleluia. That's the response. Alleluia. Or you can say, Alleluia, He is risen. And the persons can say back to you, Yes, He is. Not was, is. Alleluia. We need, brothers and sisters, to be a people who don't apologize for what we believe. We stand firm in both the hope and the suffering and the joy and the sorrow that we encounter to stand firm. He is risen from the dead. Therefore, eternal life is possible for us. It's what God wants us to have. It's what God promised us. But you cannot, in today's, well, in any society of any time, but especially in our society today that is lethal against belief, against faith. It's mocked, it's ridiculed. This is the time, brothers and sisters, this is the time to stand up. You don't have to go out and shout it in people's ears. You don't have to, please don't taunt people with it. Sometimes we can get in arguments and we end up doing that. Don't do that. It's just quiet, simple, joyful. Why am I happy today? He is risen from the dead. Alleluia. May this week be a week in which you communicate to others the reality of your faith and the promise of the life to come. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD from Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.